Today's daf is Kaf Aleph. We're going to just review a little bit from yesterday. We saw Rav Dimi's opinion, which was in the middle of Kaf Amabet. Rav Dimi said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that he distinguished what sheker and what shav. And he said sheker is ochav alocha, and that's from lo tishbu b'shmi the sheker, meaning future is sheker. If you say you're going to do something and you don't do it, then that's called sheker, that you lied falsely. And achalti v'lo achalti, if you say I ate or I didn't eat, you talk about the past, that's called shav. The Gemara then asks, but doesn't it say in a braita, sheker v'shav echad him, which sounds like they cover the same type of lies, and then it should all be the same. And then the Gemara answered, one answer was, no, when it said sheker v'shav echad him, it was talking about the aseret hadibrot, and that they were both said at the same time. And then we said, well, what's the relevance? And the relevance is that just like you get malkot on shav, you also get malkot on sheker. And then the Gemara asked a little bit about that. What do you mean? Shouldn't it be the opposite? Just like you get on sheker. Because remember, why is it more obvious you get on sheker? Because sheker means future. I won't eat. And then you eat. So you have a maseh. And then shav is where you just said some meaningless statement. And you swore it in the name of God. And that's just dibur. And usually lav shem b'maseh and lokim. So we say, oh yeah, really, it's kashem shaloka ala sheker, kach lo kenami ala shav. Okay, and then we ended with, wasn't that obvious, and the lo yinakeh, we'll leave that aside for right now. Now the Gemara, though, gives a second explanation for Rav Dimi, which is, how can Rav Dimi explain sheker v'shav echad him? Not necessarily that they were said b'dibur echad, but maybe it means something else. We're starting on the third word on Kaf Aleph. V'yibayit ema. Kishem shemivi korban ala sheker, kach mevi korban ala shav. Rabbi Akiva hi demechayev l'sha'avar kelahaba. Maybe this relates to the whole halacha learned out in our Mishnah of Shvuot Shtayin Shein Arba, that there's actually four cases where you have to bring a korban olevi yored, and it's trying to teach you the sheker v'shav echad him, the same way you bring a korban on a sheker, which is what the pasuk says, kiva tebis v'tayim lahara olehitiv, to do something in the future. Likewise, as Rabbi Akiva says, you're also chayav on the past, right? That's the arba, those two extra cases. And maybe that's what sheker v'shav echad him means, okay? So sheker v'shav echad him could either mean they were said b'dibur echad, or they could mean, and it relates, what's the difference? If you say sheker v'shav echad him is they were said b'dibur echad, and then the whole question was, well, what's the chiddush? The chiddush is that you get malkot also on shav, not just on sheker. If you say that it's that the second explanation, then you're saying that what it's really coming to say is that you, for both of them, you bring a korban. Okay, today in general, we're going to talk about, there's these two aspects. There's the malkot and there's the korban. The malkot, if you did it b'mezid, and the korban, if you did it shkaga. So the question is which one you're focusing on. So according to the second explanation, we're focusing on the bringing the korban, that the korban olavi yored applies to both, and then that would be Rabbi Akiva's opinion. Meitive. Okay, now we have a question on this. Ezo hi shvuat shav, nishba l'shanot et hayadu al adam. Okay, shvuat shav is you swear that you're going to change something that's known to someone. Shvuat sheker, nishba l'hachlif. Okay, in other words, l'shanot hayadu al adam just means that you're saying the moon is the sun and the sun is the moon, or a man is a woman and a woman is a man, or, you know, all those kind of things where you say something that's obvious to people and you're changing it. Okay, that's yadua l'adam, which means that shvuat shav, so far that fits with what we've said. Shvuat shav is l'sha'avar, okay? But now we're going to have a question, Rabbi Aval, from the second part of the Braita. The Braita says shvuat sheker is nishba l'achlif. What does it mean, nishba l'achlif? He swears to change something that wasn't the case, okay? And the assumption is it's going to be about something that was lo yadua l'adam. Like, for example, if I say I ate yesterday, and I really didn't eat yesterday, that's not something that's yadua l'adam. It's not something that everybody knows about. And it's something that's just known to me, maybe a few other people, but it's not a known issue. Like, for example, the sun is the sun and the moon is the moon. Okay, that would be something, if I say the sun is the moon, that's something that's yadua l'adam. So that's the difference between shvuat sheker and shvuat shav, according to this braita. They're both on l'shavar. It's just a matter of which category of l'shavar we're talking about. And that, goes against what Rabbi Avahu said, right? And you can look here in the chart, right? Sorry, not Rabbi Avahu, he's later in the Gemara, I got confused. Rav Dimi. Rav Dimi said that sheker is lahaba and shav is l'shavar. But the Braita says that they're both l'shavar. And just one is mashal lo yadu al achirin, and one is mashal yadu al achirin. So how do we explain this? Ema, why don't we suggest to say nishba u'machlif? He swear, when it says nishba l'achlif, it doesn't mean nishba, right, what were the words? Nishba l'achlif? Yeah, nishba l'achlif. We're changing it to nishba u'machlif. Nishba l'achlif, the Braita sounded like it was talking about, I'm talking about the past. Nishba u'machlif means he says he's going to do something, because again, we want to try to fit into Rav Dimi, who's talking about the future. It's not lahachlif, it's umachlif, which means he swears he's going to do something and then he switches it, meaning he doesn't do what he says he's going to do. So that's one explanation. That would make the bride to fit in with Rav Dimi. Ki ata ravin amar Rabbi Yirmiyah amar Rabbi Avahu. Here comes Rabbi Avahu. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, but now we're going to have a different explanation of Rav Dimi. Rav Dimi came and said, one second, right, Rav Dimi came in the name of Rabbi Yochanan and explained, Sheker is lahaba, shav is l'shava. Now we're going to have Ravin in the name of Rabbi Yirmiyah, in the name of Rabbi Avahu, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, also coming to tell us what Rabbi Yochanan said, saying that really they're both l'shavar. Okay, and what's the difference? And he's going to match up with the Braita that we just saw, which is, achalti v'lo achalti sheker, I ate or I didn't eat yesterday, right? Which is nishba mashal lo yadu al adam. Nobody else really knows that. Is sheker vazharte mi lo teshuvu b'shmil shaker. Ochal v'lo ochal. If I say I will eat in the future or I won't eat in the future and you don't do it, that's over below yachel dvaro. That's not called a shvua sheker or shvua chav. That comes from the other. If you remember, we talked about this yesterday. Lo yachel dvaro means you don't fulfill what you say you're going to do. Normally we associate it with vows, but also the pasuk itself associated with oaths. Remember it said, you either take an eder or you take a shvua, lo yachel dvaro. In other words, don't be mechalel what you said you're going to do. You have to do what you say. So that's a whole separate thing. Future doesn't come up under sheker and shav. The translations of sheker and shav and lo tishbun shvun l'shaker, lo tisa shem shem l'shav, all have to do with the past. And the lo yachel dvaro is on the future. So now we're left to explain Shvuat Shav, which we already know what he's going to say. Nishba l'shano detayadua l'adam, right? Where it's you say something on l'shavar, which everybody knows, and you just swear that it's the opposite. Okay, so now we have two basic approaches to what sheker is sheker, and two different approaches within Rabbi Yochanan. Is sheker l'shavar, or is sheker on the future? I will eat and I don't eat, or I ate and I didn't eat. So Amra Papa had Rabbi Avahu la beferush itmar ela michlala itmar. So the Rabbi Avahu said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that sheker is on l'sha'avar. So we say that what he said was not beferush, but Rabbi Yochanan didn't say it explicitly. We learn it from something Rabbi Yochanan said. Where do we learn it from? Itmar da Amra Rabbi Idi Barav and Amra Rabbi Amram Amra Rabbi Yitzchak Amra Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishum Rabbi Yossi Aglili. So Rabbi Yochanan quotes Rabbi Yehuda, who says in the name of Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Any lotas seshe b'torah, if it has a maaseh, you get malkot. If it doesn't have a maaseh, you don't get malkot, except for three exceptions. Chutz mi nishba, someone who swears. Umeimar, someone who switches a korban onto another one, the kedusha, which you're not allowed to do. Umakalel chaviro b'shem, and if you curse someone in the name of God. Nishba minalam, from where do we learn that if you swear you get malkot, even though it's a lav shem b'maseh? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, mishum Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, amar kra lo tisat shem Hashem lekecha lashav, ki lo yinake Hashem. Okay, it doesn't say Hashem, but it should say Hashem here, because that's the important word in the pasuk. So you shouldn't take God's name in vain, because God will not cleanse you of this sin. Beitin shamala emenakinoto, ava beitin shamata malkinoto, and the umenakinoto. So they darshan that the Beitin Shamala won't punish you for this, and therefore you'll get atonement, but the Beitin Shamata will punish you, and through the Malko, you'll get atoned for the sin. Amar le Rav Papa le Abaye, this is what we referenced at the bottom of yesterday's daf. Dil mahachi kamar achmana lo yinake klal. How do you know that the pasuk means lo yinake Hashem, but Beitin Shamata will? Maybe it means you'll never get cleansed from this. Iktiv kilo yinakeh kidka marta. So he says, because if it said kilo yinakeh, then it would be like you said. But hashid iktiv kilo yinakeh Hashem. Therefore, it specifically had the word Hashem to teach you. Hashem hu deino menakeh avabedin shomata malkinoto umenakinoto. Eshkechan shvuat shav. So now we get to our part. So now we understand shvuat shav. We just explained the pasuk about shvuat shav. Shvuat sheker min alam, but how do we know that also shvuat sheker you're going to get malko for? Because remember, it gave the exceptions of what it said, chutz mi nishba. It didn't say what kind of nishba. But now we're going to learn, so the obvious would be shvuat shav. But they're going to teach you that it's not only shvuat shav, it's also shvuat sheker. Shvuat sheker min alam, so Rabbi Yochanan dide amar, Rabbi Yochanan himself says, lashav lashav shtei pa'amim. Okay, it says in the pasuk, "Ki lo tzad Hashem Hashem lekach lashav, ki lo yinakeh Hashem et asher yisad shmo lashav." It says lashav twice in that pasuk. Imeno inyan l'shvuat shav, teneu inyan l'shvuat sheker. And since we already learned about shvuat shav, so it can't be talking about shvuat shav. The second one, it must be referring to something else, which we'll assume is shvuat sheker. And here comes where Rabbi Avahu gets, where he infers what Rabbi Yochanan meant about what a shvuat sheker is. Because have bar Rabbi Avahu, hai shvuat sheker, echidami, what's the case of a shvuat sheker? Ilem a shvuat shel ochal ve'achal, if it's about the future, and it means, I won't eat, and then he eats. Lav shem bo masu, it's not possibly a lav shem bo masu, that has a masu. Because remember, what we want to find here is a case of a shvuat sheker, where it's considered a lav she'en bo maaseh, because that was the whole source of Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that nishba is going to get malkot even though it's a lav she'en bo maaseh. So we have to find a case of shvek sheker where it's a lav she'en bo maaseh and you get malkot for it. So we're going to now reject each of the future options and we're going to come to the conclusion that it must be the Rabbi Yochanan when he refers to sheker, he means about the past. So it can't be Shvua shalo ochal v'achal, and then he ate, because that's a lav sheyesh bo maaseh. Lav sheyesh bo maaseh. It's a lav sheyesh bo maaseh. Ve'ela da'amar shvua sheochal v'lo achal. If you say, it's a shvua that I will eat, and then you just don't eat, hai mi loke. You don't, everyone agrees that you don't get malkot on that. V'ha itmar, because here we're going to see how we know you don't get malkot. Shvua sheochal kikar zo hayom v'avar hayom v'lo achla. If you swear you're going to eat this kikar today and the day passes and you didn't eat it, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, Tamri Travayu, Eino Lokem. Both Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish agree, you don't get malkot. So before we go on, I just want to show. So now we see if you don't get malkot for that case, it can't possibly be the case that he was saying, just like Shvuat Shav, also Shvuat Sheker, you're going to get malkot even though it's Lav Shein Bo Maaseh. So why don't you get malkot? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Eino Lokem, Mishum Dehavi Lav Shein Bo Maaseh. He says this is your classic case of a lav shein bo maaseh, and it's not an exception to the rule of the nishba that we were referring to earlier. Rish Lakish says you don't get malkot because this is a warning where when the person warns you that you know that if you don't eat this today you're going to get malkot. So at that moment he warns you, fine, but a minute or 10 minutes later already. Because the hatra has to be right up against your maaseh. So if the end of the day comes and he doesn't eat, and then you want to punish him, he says, what do you mean? Oh, I forgot. I know you warned me earlier, but that's called a hatra atzafek, because a hatra atzafek is something that comes not right before the maaseh avera. And here the maaseh avera only really happens at the very end of the day. So now we have, that's how Rabbi Avahu gets it. So Vama Rabbi Avahu teheba achalti velo achalti. Okay, so he says it must be that when he says shvuat sheker, you're going to get malko for a lav shein bo maaseh. He means achalti velo achalti. Okay, either I ate or I didn't eat. Talking about the past. Umayshna, and what's the question? Mayshna here. Mayshna, right? Why is this different from the future? In other words, it's also a lav shein bo maaseh. And if we said about the future, it's a lav shein bo maaseh and you don't get malkot, why would you get a malkot on a shvua about the past? Amar Rava, beferish ruta Torah shvua sheker, dome l'shav, mashav l'shavar, af sheker nami l'shavar. If we're going to have this drashav, imeinu inyan l'zeh, teneu inyan l'zeh, and we're going to say, well, we know by shvua shav, you're going to get Malkot, even though it's a lav shein b'masa. And Shvuat Sheker also, what type of Shvuat Sheker are we going to learn? Shvuat Sheker that's like Shav. Shav is l'shavar, also Sheker is l'shavar. And therefore, you're going to get Malkot only on l'shavar, not on latid. Etive Rabbi Yirmiyah Labai. Comes Rabbi Yirmiyah, if you remember. Rabin said in the name of Rabbi Yirmiyah, in the name of Rabbi Yavah, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. The first thing we did was say how Rabbi Yavah learned from Rabbi Yochanan that Shvuat Sheker was l'shavar. Now, Rabbi Yirmiyah himself, who quoted this, is going to now have a question on Rabbi Abau from a bright, from the Mishnah, on Kaf, I think it's on Kaf, hey, Kaf Zayin. Okay, the Mishnah on Kaf Zayin says, Shvua shelo ochal kikar zo, shvua shelo ochlena, shvua shelo ochlena. Let's say you make three shvuot on this one slice of bread, okay, or loaf of bread. Ve'achla, and then he eats. So how many times is he chayav? He swore three times on the same loaf of bread. Eino chayav ela echat. Okay, you're only chayav once on this. Zohi, and this is an example of a shvuah, this is what the Mishnah says, of shvuat bitoy shechayavin al zdona makot ve'al shigata korbano levi yored. Right now, we're no longer focusing anymore on the fact that you're chayav echat on something you said three times, but we're focusing on what type of shvuah it is. It's a shvuah shelo ochal, it's a shvuah about the future. And what does it say? This is a case where if you do this, right, you say, I'm not going to eat, and then you eat, you're going to get malko for it. And if you were shogeg and you didn't eat it, you're going to have to bring a korban ola v'yored. So the Gemara says, Zohi l'mi utema, or really Rabbi Yirmiyah, when he asked this question, Rabbi Abau, he says, what do you think this Zohi is coming to exclude? Okay, you can follow on the second chart on the page. You're going to see how this goes. It's a bit of a confusing section, so I charted it out. Zoe le meute mai, lav le meute achalti velo achalti de lo lake. If it says this, when you say I won't eat and you get malkot on it, and isn't it coming to now exclude? Okay, remember I told you at the beginning of the daf that we're gonna debate, there's malkot and there's korban ola v'yorid, right? There's two aspects of it. One is if you do it b'mezid, you're going to get malko. The other is if you do it b'shogeg, you're going to bring a korban. So now we're going to each, depending on where we are in this back and forth, we're going to focus on only one aspect. So even though the Mishnah says, this is where you get malko if you do it on purpose, and korban ola v'yored if you do it b'shkaga, they're going to now suggest that isn't this coming to exclude the case of achalti v'lo achalti, the past, and isn't it coming to tell you that it's excluded from malko? Because it's a lav shein bo masa, and you won't get malkot for it. And therefore, that would go against what Rabbi Avahu said, is that the shvuat sheker that you get malkot for is on the past. Because isn't this Mishnah coming to exclude the past, because it's talking about the future. The future you get malkot, but the past you don't get malkot. So they say, in order to answer the question, they say, lo, limi'ute achalti v'lo achalti mi korban. They're trying to say, no, it's coming to exclude the past, not from malkot, but from bringing the korban. And who says you don't bring a korban for the past? Remember, the pasuk said, lahara ulehitiv, future. Came Rabbi Yishmael, and he said, it's only on the future and not on the past, remember? And Rabbi Akiva had said, no, shtayim shem arba, it's future and past. So now we're going to say, this Mishnah is coming to exclude the past from korban. Okay, aval achalti v'lo achalti lo. Okay, they're not going to get a korban. Sorry, lav lemutei achalti v'lo achalti mi korban. Zohi da'al shigata korban o levi yored. Aval achalti v'lo achalti lo. This is always a problem when you're inferring something, because it said two things. It says you get malkot and you bring a korban. And now they're saying, first they thought to exclude from malkot a different case, and they say no. Comes to exclude the shavar from not from malkot but from a korban, and that then won't be a question on Rabbi Avahu. But it's going to raise further questions, because then what are we going to have here? Well, then it has to be Rabbi Yishmael. He can only match Rabbi Yishmael. Damar eino chayav ela alatid lavo aval milka lachen. Right, this would match Rabbi Yishmael, who says you're only chayav on the future for korban ola v'yored, not on the past. But you would in fact get malkot, which would keep Rabbi Avahu's shita. But now we're going to raise a problem from the seifa, meaning the next Mishnah. Okay, the Mishnah after that says, "Ema seifa zoi shvuat shav." Okay, I brought you a bit of the Mishnah here on the sheet. Ezu shvuat shav nishba l'shanot et hayadua l'adam. Like we said, right? This is if you say something. Amar al ha'amud shel evan shu shel zeh. Oh, I cut it off too much. But anyway, you basically start saying this is that, that's that. Okay, and then it says zoi shvuat shav. There's no korban levi or rape for this. Remember, the korban levi or rape was only for the past, right? And again, depending on who you are, right? Whether it's, I'm sorry, for the future, right? Lahara or lahetiv, right? But not, it was on the shvuat sheker, not on the shvuat shav. Okay, whether you say it's future and past, but certainly no one says it's on the shvuat shav. So they say this, you're chayv malkot, but you're not, you're patur on the shkag. So now they're going to question and say, Zoi lemiute mai, mai lav lemiute. And that's when it says, this is where you get zdonamakot and shigata patur. It's coming to exclude what case? Mai lav lemiute achalti velo achalti de lo lake. The assumption is it's coming to tell you that there's something you don't get malko for. And what would be something that you wouldn't get malko for? Again, lisha avar, which would mean that Rabbi Yavah was wrong, that lisha avar, you don't get, right? Remember he said, Nishba includes shvuat sheker, you get malko for it, and what is that? On the shavar. So isn't this also coming to exclude the shavar? So they say, lo, zohi da'al shigata patur mi korban. This is coming to teach you that this is the case where you're patur mi korban, which would imply what? Only this case are you patur from a korban, but which case are you going to be included in a korban? Aval achalti v'lo achalti. If you say I ate yesterday or I didn't eat yesterday and you lied, al shigigata chayav korban v'Rabbi Akiva hi t'mechayv l'sha'avar kilahaba. Okay, and then it would match Rabbi Akiva that basically says, right, it's saying only this do you not have to bring a korban, but anything else, right, if you did future or past, you'd have to bring a korban that matches Rabbi Akiva. So now we're going to have a problem with this answer, because what's going to be the problem? Ha'amart reisha Rabbi Yishmael hi. Reisha Rabbi Yishmael hi. In other words, how could you say that the Reisha is Rabbi Yishmael and the Seifa is Rabbi Akiva? You're basically saying one Mishnah follows the other and they are opposite Shitot. It makes no sense. So they say, right, Reisha Rabbi Yishmael, the Seifa Rabbi Akiva? How could that be? So now they answer a different answer, okay? It's all a matter of what you can infer. You can obviously, you can see here, the possibilities of what can be inferred from this Mishnah are great, okay? Because there's all different aspects. So in the end, they say, no, really, kula Rabbi Akiva, which sits a lot better with us. Why does it sit a lot better with us to say the whole thing's Rabbi Akiva? Because it didn't ever relate to, if you say that the first Mishnah we quoted on Kav Zayin is Rabbi Yishmael, it doesn't match everything we've been saying in the Mishnah until now, Shvuot Shtayin Shein Arba, which matches Rabbi Akiva's Shita. So it's hard to say that first Shita is Rabbi Yishmael. So again, this is all to make sure that we still say, l'sha'avar, you're going to be Chayav Malkodan. Okay, which is what we were trying to establish. So what do they say? Kula Rabbi Akiva, v'reisha lav l'mi'ute achalti v'lo achalti mikorban. Right, it's not to say, l'sha'avar, you don't bring korban. Ela l'mi'ute ochal v'lo achal mimalkot. Aval korban mechayev. It's trying to tell you that this case that we talked about before, if I say I'm going to eat and I don't in fact eat, what did we say? You don't get malkot for that. However, you do get a korban for it. So they're saying, when we say, this is the shvuah bitoy that you're chayav al zdonah makov, al shigata korban olev yored, if you say, right, what was the case? You say, I'm not going to eat something, and you eat it. So they're saying, this is perfect. What's it saying? If I say I'm not going to eat something and I eat it, so then I have to get malkot if I did it on purpose, and I have to bring a korban olev yored if I did it accidentally. But if I said a shvuah that I will eat, in other words, what's it coming to exclude? By saying zohi, only this one, it means that if I said I am going to eat and I don't eat, in that case, I'll only bring a korban, but I won't get malkot. Okay? And that's what it's coming to exclude, which means it has nothing to do with what Rabbi Yavahu said about l'sha'avar. Okay? And then the Gemara is going to say, and why is this a good way of saying this? Mistabra kai belahaba mimayit lahaba, and kai belahaba mimayit l'sha'avar. It makes sense to say that it makes more sense to say that if we're talking about the first Mishnah that we quoted, Shvua Shelo Ochal, is talking about a future tense. So it makes more sense to say, I'm going to exclude another case of future from a case of future, rather than saying, Kai b'lahava m'mayit l'sha'avar. The first assumption we have when we question Rabbi Abba from this was, if we say Shvua Shelo Ochal, isn't it coming to exclude Shvua She'achalti or Lo Achalti about the past? But they're saying that doesn't make any sense. If you're, that's because that's too removed, right? In other words, it's number one, it's on the past, and number two, it's going to be, what they rather say is, if we're talking about I won't eat, it's going to exclude a case of I will eat, right? As opposed to saying a case of I won't eat is going to exclude a case of I didn't eat or I did eat. You follow? So it makes more sense. They're basically saying, not only does this make sense because then we can explain the whole thing as being Rabbi Akiva, but also it makes sense in terms of the context here that if it's talking about the future and it's saying only this case you chayav, then it's saying, well, in a different future case, you wouldn't be chayav. And again, the focus would be the malkot and not the korban. Because the korban, obviously, you're going to be chayav on both cases of future because we're within Rabbi Akiva who holds that all future cases you get malkot for, you bring a korban for also. Okay. That's the end of that section. The end of the Gemara is a little simpler. Ibayilahu. Now a question's asked. Rabbi Akiva, if you remember, Rabbi Akiva said in the Mishnah that if you say Shvua She, right, you swear in any of these, I will eat, I didn't eat, I did eat, right, and then you eat a Mashahu, it's really the ones when you say I'm not going to eat or I didn't eat, and you ate a teeny little bit, what does Rabbi Akiva say? You're chayav. Remember, he said, "Achal koshu chayav de Rabbi Akiva." I'll just remind you of the back and forth. Amrula le Rabbi Akiva, "Hecham matzino b'ochel koshu shu chayav sheze chayav." Where else have you seen anyone who eats a little bit that he's chayav that you're going to say this person's chayav? Marlam Rabbi Akiva, "Hecham matzino b'midamer mevi korban sheze midamer mevi korban." Where else do we find an exception to the rule where somebody speaks and brings a korban? Therefore, this whole case is an exception, and therefore, I have no problem with saying that you're chayav in a kol shu. So now they ask a question about Rabbi Akiva. They say, Rabbi Akiva, b'chola tarakula ka Rabbi Shimon svirale, de b'chayav b'mashu, does he hold like Rabbi Shimon, who holds, and it's, let's go like this, Rabbi Shimon holds that in all of the Torah, you're chayav even on a mashu. Okay? That's what he holds. So when Rabbi Akiva says you're chayav on a mashu and a shvu, is he just talking about a shvua case? Or does he agree with Rabbi Shimon b'chola Torah kula? So where does Rabbi Shimon say this? D'tanya, Rabbi Shimon omer kol shehu l'makot. Okay, you're going to be chayav on a kol shehu. You're going to get malkot. If any Easter egg, right, it's usher to eat pig. You eat a mashu of pig, you got malkot. V'lo amru kezayit el l'inyan korban. The only place where we said kezayit, the shir of a kezayit that we know of, that's such a famous shiur, is only in things that you're chayav b'mezi karet and b'shogeg korban chatat, like chaylev. Okay? Chaylev, you'd need a kezayit. But in other isurim, to get malkot, you only need a mashu. Ubedinhu debay ifluge ba'alma. So now this is our question about Rabbi Akiva. We're back to Rabbi Akiva. Does he hold b'kola tarakula? Ubedinhu debay ifluge ba'alma. And he should have said that his machloket is with chachamim across the board. But the reason why he's only quoted in our case is lahodiyacha kochan de rabbanan, is to show you how strong the rabbanan are, and to stress their opinion. To afa gav diikah lememer ho'il mifaresh chayav stam nami chayav kamashmalan de patre. What's the difference between shvua? Shvua, in theory, I could say like this. The case of the mission is I just said, I swear I'm not going to eat, and then you eat a mashu. But let's say, I swear I'm not going to eat even a teeny drop. Obviously, Chachamim will agree that I'm chayav if I eat a teeny drop. There's no shir in that case. The only machloket is about a stam case. If I didn't specify how much I said I'm not going to eat, did I mean a mashu or did I mean a shiur? So they're saying, the reason it brings Rabbi Akiva here specifically is to show that even here, the rabbis aren't willing to agree with Rabbi Akiva. And yes, Rabbi Akiva, again, this is all in theory. Yes, Rabbi Akiva holds across the board, because we're in the middle of a question still. Yes, Rabbi Akiva holds across the board, you don't need a shear. A mashu is fine for anything. But why it said it specifically in this case is to show that the rabbis disagree even in this case and think that even though, If he were to specify he'd be chayav, so maybe stam nami chayav. If he were to say, I won't even eat a little teeny morsel, and then he eats it, he'd be chayav. So maybe when he says stam, he'd also be chayav. Kamashlan, that's why they had to tell you chachamim here against Rabbi Akiva, depatre. They think shir would be relevant here too. O dilma, or do we say no? In general, he holds like Rabbanan. But in our case, what's the reason why he disagrees? And his whole logic is exactly the logic we said a minute ago, which is, since if he were to specify even a morsel, he could, basically what it's saying is, this is an issur you bring upon yourself. Shirim are usually attached to things that are usur by the Torah. This is only usher by the Torah because it's a shvua. Right? Shvua is usher from the Torah. But what you said, that I can't eat, that's not usher from the Torah. So when you say, I can't eat, you're basically creating your own chalut isur. So therefore, it shouldn't come up with regular shirim, according to Rabbi Akiva. Again, that's the debate. Is it unique to this case, or does Rabbi Akiva hold this across the board? So let's try to figure it out. Tashma. The words of our Mishnah will prove it. Because what did they say to Rabbi Akiva? Where else have we seen ochel koshu that you're going to be chayav, that we're going to make this guy chayav? V'im ita, and if Rabbi Akiva really held across the board that everywhere ochel shu is chayav, lema lihu anu b'chol ha-Torah kula k'Rabbi Shimon Sfir alei. Right? He should have answered them, but I think actually, yes. Right? They said to him, where else do we have that you're chayav amashu? And he could answer, oh, what do you mean? I think like Rabbi Shimon, that you're chayav mashu in every single case in the Torah. But he doesn't say that, and therefore it proves that he doesn't think that way. But then they say no, because you could say that l'divrei derabbanan ka'amar lehu, that maybe he's only speaking according to their term, like he's speaking to them on their terms. What he could say is, what the Mishnah really means, again, this is all potential. We're just saying you can't prove it from the Mishnah, because the Mishnah could mean this. L'didi b'chol ha-Torah kula k'Rabbi Shimon sfirali. I actually think like Rabbi Shimon, but liditku, but according to you, oduli miyaho, ilu mefarish chayav, stam nami chayav. But at least you should admit, that even though you don't agree with me, at least you should admit that in this case, there's something unique going on and you should allow it. You should make them chayav for even a mashu. Ramulei Rabbanan lo, and then Rabbanan answer him no. So you can't prove it from our Mishnah. But now we're going to have two other sources where we can prove it. Tashma. Rabbi Akiva Omer Nazir Shasharapi Tobiyain, Vyeshbo Kadela Tsaref Kazayit Chayav. He dips his pita in wine, and he dips his piece of bread, but he doesn't have a kazayit there. And then at the same time he's drinking wine. Can you say that the Nazir, that the Yain he's drinking, is mitzarev to the wine that's inside that got absorbed into the bread he's eating? So now what do we see here? Right? He says, if it all can be mitzarev to kazayit, then you're chayav. So obviously, what do you see here? He holds that you need a kezayit. And if you think the Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Shimon in general, lama li letzareth, right? You wouldn't need a tseruf to get to kezayit. So there you have it. Ve'odznan, and another proof. Shvua shel ochal. If you say, I swear I'm not going to eat. Ve'achal nebelodu trevot shkatzimu remasim. And then you ate things that were forbidden anyway, right? Things that you're not allowed ever to eat. Chayav, you're chayav on that. For Rabbi Shimon poter. Rabbi Shimon says, you're pater, okay? Because the nevela and trefa wasn't included. When you say, shvur shalochal, what do you mean? It means, I won't eat food that's allowed to me. Not that I won't eat food that's not allowed to me, because that you're already forbidden. Let's see why. Vavina ba'amai chayav. Now we want to know, why do Tanakhama say you're chayav? Mushba mehar sinayhu. You're already, right? We have this concept, in shvur chalal shvur. So if you say, I swear I'm not going to eat non-kosher food, doesn't apply. So if you say, I swear I'm not going to eat, doesn't apply to the non-kosher food either. So Rav Shmuel of Rabbi Yochanan, to Amrei Travayu. So now Rav Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, well, actually it's not Travayu. Travayu is two. You can see the note there. It takes out the word Travayu. Rav Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, all three say, Bikolel dvarim ha-mutarim im dvarim ha-asurim. The reason why Tanakhama say you're chayav is because you said, I swear I'm not going to eat. Now if I said, I swear I'm not going to eat non-kosher food, that doesn't count as a shvuah. If I eat the non-kosher food, I'm chayav because I ate non-kosher food, but I'm not chayav on shvuah. But if I say, I swear I'm not going to eat anything that includes kosher food or non-kosher food, and therefore the shvuah has epo lachul, right? It can apply. So it applies across the board, even on the dvarim asurim. V'rish lakish amar, iatamotze, ela, you can't say that. I don't believe that you can be kolel dvarim mutarim dvarim asurim. If I say I'm not going to eat, It only includes kosher things. But how could you have a case? Ibn mefarish chatzi shi'ur, valiba de rabbanan. Either you said, I swear I'm not going to eat even a teeny bit, which then wouldn't include non-kosher food, because non-kosher food, you're only chayav if you eat a kezayin. So therefore, if you said even, right, a chatzi shi'ur, less than a whole shi'ur, then it would have applied. That's what Tanakam are talking about. Or, ibistam valiba de Rabbi Akiva. Or you just said stam, but according to Rabbi Akiva, da'amar adam oser atzmo b'kolshu. So Rabbi Akiva holds that what? When it comes to this, you're oser atzmacha b'kolshu. Any shvua, and let's forget about it. You didn't say specifically, you just said it's stam, but any shvua includes a kolshu, in which case what? In which case, how do you, the only way to understand Rabbi Akiva is what? The Rabbi Akiva holds in shvua you're chayav in a mashu, but in a regular case of non-kosher stuff, you wouldn't be chayav in a mashu, because otherwise this would be mushba ba'ome mehar sinai. So be'isal katatach ba'alma karabi shimon sferli, if you think he holds like Rabbi Shimon all the time, kol shunami mushba ba'ome mehar sinai hu. Ela lav shmamina ba'alma karabanan sferli shmamina. So from here we can infer also, so we have a number of sources, we have two sources where we see the Rabbi Akiva clearly holds that it's only unique to this case and not to any other case.